Calvary.
Lord, I want to deliver 25 persons. Listen, beloved, from the grip of eaters of flesh and drinkers. And the Lord has set up now. That's the first person. Power that have been eating your flesh. The power of cancer. The power of blood dryers. That's right. Something is happening to one sister over there. The serpent in the womb. For you, that person over there. Those powers that are connecting to destroy you. them. That which has been stolen from your hands.
That
you did not even know that it belonged to you. The enemy did not allow you to manifest before the Spirit. That which was stolen in your womb. That which was stolen in your breast. That which was stolen in your
brain.
That which was stolen inside your vessels. That which was stolen right in your mother's womb. The Bible says when somebody is, when something is stolen, that which has been stolen from you, get it back sevenfold. Father, we thank you.
Father, I bless you.
Lay your hands upon us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
May we pray.
I've just a few minutes,
beloved.
God bless us to sit down. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
If today is a day of great breakthroughs for you,
shout your
breakthrough and a hallelujah. Now, if this month is your birthday, or your wedding anniversary, rise up on your feet for prayer now. The feet for prayer. There are so many of you. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these people who are celebrating their birthday this month for their wedding anniversary. I prophesy upon their lives. By this time next year, if Jesus Christ is coming, you will be a bigger bundle of testimony. In the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you.
And make
His face to shine upon
you.
And move you from strength to strength and hold you to
you.
No one from the Jesus shall bless you. And God will bless you mightily. He will release an anointing upon you that will be uncommon. And your life shall advertise the power of God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may have your seat. God bless. God bless. Let's take a Bible space. Second Kings chapter 6. Verse
24.
Crushing your siege. Crushing your siege. We have a strange battle to fight for a few minutes before we leave this place. The few battle, the strange battle will last us for about 7 prayer points.
Ogun ajeji ohun yo ka wa ni koko adura bi meje.
A strange battle.
Ogun ajeji
against a strange weapon of the enemy. That the enemy has used effectively. That's all we need to do today before we go. In
2
Kings chapter 6, verse 24,
ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlé ní ogún.
If you have a Yoruba Bible, just follow us as I read.
Ẹni àwọn olùkà Yorùbá tí wọ́n máa bá wa ká lọ.
2 Kings 6:24.
Ìwé kejì àwọn ọba orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlé ní ogún.
And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad king of Syria gathered all his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria, and behold, they besieged it until an ass head was sold for 4 square pieces of silver and a 1/4 part of a cab of doves dung for 5 pieces of silver. They were selling excreta of animals. The king had besieged the city. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help me, my lord, O king." And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Out of the barn floor or out of the winepress?" And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, 'Give thy son that we may eat him today, and we eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and did eat him. And I said unto her on the next day, 'Give thy son that we may eat him.' And she had hid her son." The siege was so terrible, people were eating their own children. And it came to pass when the king heard the words of the woman, he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. Then he said, "God, do so to me and more also, if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, shall stand on him this day." But Elisha sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But before the messenger came to him, he said to the elder, "See ye how this son of a murderer hath sent to take away my head? Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door and hold him fast at the door. Is not the sound of his master stood behind him?" And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came unto him and said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. Why should I await for the Lord any longer?" And then, chapter 7:1, then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Thank you, Jesus.
If you are Jesus.
A siege is an art or process of surrounding and attacking a place.
Only ishe tabi ibese ayiyi ibikoka.
In such a way as to isolate it from help, isolate it from supply. A siege is a strategy of resisting the enemy and making capture possible. A siege is a method to lessen the resistance of the enemy. A prolonged, persistent effort to overcome a resistance. In a siege, free movement is prevented to and fro from a place. A siege is a strategy to surround the place and cut it off from communication. A
siege is
The Roman soldiers used this siege a lot. In those days, they will just come to a city. They
will
surround the city. Nobody comes out. Nobody goes in. Nobody can bring in supply. Nobody can come and greet anybody. Nobody in town cannot come out.
It
was a terrible situation. In Jeremiah chapter 52,
Jeremiah 52,
I read from verse 1. Look at an example of what we are talking about. You see one example, let's look at another one. Jeremiah 52:4.
Jeremiah 52:4.
And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign. In the tenth month. In the tenth day of the month. That Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came. He and all his army. Against Jerusalem. And pushed against it. And built forts around it round about. So the city was besieged unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night by the way of the gate between the two walls. For about 2 years, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, mounted a powerful siege against Jerusalem. The enemy built a wall around the city. The enemy set a stronghold around the city. They therefore converted the city to a large prison. The people of the city were imprisoned in it. The enemy ensured that nobody brought in goods, nobody brought in food, nobody brought in anything. Nobody in the city was receiving friends. No external visitors. The enemy made sure that nobody escaped from that city. Nobody escaped into liberty. Please note, the enemy did not go violently inside the city. No shot was fired. No one was killed. No house was burnt. No slaves were taken. Nobody was kidnapped. They just stayed around and surrounded with soldiers. Life appeared to be going normally in the city to start with. Now this is for those who did not know there is a problem outside. Things were going as normal. But the act truth was this. That although there was no visible violent action, all was not well within that city. The enemy outside the city had started to cause hardship within. Until the men of war fled. The men of war fled at night. It was a siege. Where are we going? Satan adopts this same strategy and approach against individuals, cities, nations, and families. The Ben-Hadad we read in 2 Kings chapter 6. He did not kill anyone. He never went into the city to cause destruction. He stayed outside and controlled events disastrously for the people inside. It was like a remote controlling evil power. Somebody here. Any power that is remotely controlling your life from your place of birth. Any power that controls your life at night. I declare by the decree of heavens that you must be set free. In the name of Jesus, let your enemy run at thunder. In the name of Jesus. Outside, there was so much food. Inside, there was famine. Outside, there was so much life. But inside was death. Outside, there was so much joy.
lóde ayọ̀ pọ̀ lọ́pọ̀.
Inside was sorrow.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ilé wọn kún fún
ìṣàkóso. Inside there was so much darkness.
Nínú ilé òkùnkùn pọ̀.
But outside there was light.
Ṣùgbọ́n níta ìmọ́lẹ̀ wà.
There was so much peace outside.
Àlàáfíà pọ̀ lóde.
But turbulence inside.
Ṣùgbọ́n rògbòdìyàn nínú ilé.
Any good thing coming to that city.
Ohun rere yòówù tó bá ń bọ̀ wá sínú ìlú náà.
Was prevented or diverted.
Wọ́n dé àdúró. Àbí kí wọ́n yà á sí.
So good things were not allowed into the city.
Wọ́n jẹ́ kí àwọn kan rere kó wọnú ìlú náà mọ́.
On the contrary.
Nígbà kejì.
Every evil thing, death, hunger, disease, sorrow, fear found access into the city.
Gbogbo nǹkan búburú, ikú, ìjàmbá, ìbànújẹ́, gbogbo rẹ̀ láyè wọnú ìlú.
A siege is therefore a terrible thing.
Nítorí bẹ́ẹ̀, ìdọ́tí ó jẹ́ ohun tó burú
ká. Even in our modern world, powerful nations use this method against some other nations.
Kódà láyé òde òní gan, àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè tó lágbára, wọ́n máa lo ète yìí lòdì sí àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè mìíràn.
They may not send soldiers to that nation to fight.
Wọ́n lè máa rán àwọn ológun lọ síbẹ̀ láti lọ bá wọn jà.
But they subject it to worse hardship by isolation.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n jẹ́ kí ìnira tó burú jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ kó fi bá wọn nípa yíyà wọn sọ́tọ̀.
To ensure diplomatic economic sanction against a nation.
Wọ́n á rí pé ìgbésẹ̀ nípa ètò ìṣèlú àti nípa ọrọ̀ ajé wọ́n lò ó lòdì sáwọn ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀.
Other nations will boycott the market of that nation, they boycott their goods, so hunger will be striking in that nation.
Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè mìíràn wọn ò ní rajà lọ́wọ́ àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè yẹn mọ́ wọn ò ní ra ohun tí wọ́n ń ṣe mọ́ ẹ̀bí a máa pa àwọn olùgbé
orílẹ̀-èdè. At other times, the siege could be a general embargo.
Nígbà mìíràn, ìdóòtì ọ̀hún ó lè jẹ́ ìdúró lòdì sí ni ní gbogbo
ọ̀hún. Nobody is buying from you, nobody is selling to you.
Ẹnikẹ́ni òbí tà fún ọ, ẹnikẹ́ni òbí rà lọ́wọ́ rẹ.
They may even decide that they are not going to participate in any sport you are participating in.
Kódà wọ́n lè pinnu ní pé eré ìdárayá tó bá ti fẹ́ kópa nínú rẹ̀ àwọn ò ní ṣe é mọ́.
When I see like this, tension is built up inside that country.
Nígbà tí ìgbó ti bá wà báyìí, gbogbo ìyàn àti ilà ìlò yóò bẹ̀rẹ̀ nínú irú ìlú bẹ́ẹ̀.
Until the people themselves revolt against their leadership.
Títí tí àwọn ènìyàn bẹ̀ yóò fi tàpá sí àwọn aláṣẹ wọn.
I gave you this explanation so you know where we are going.
Èyí ṣàlàyé wọ̀nyí fún yín kẹ́ bá lè mọ ibi tí à ń lọ ní o.
Beloved,
ara.
There are individuals.
Àwọn ènìyàn bẹ.
Families.
Àwọn ìdílé wà.
Communities.
Àwọn ìlú wà.
Cities.
Àwọn ìletò wà.
Nations.
Àwọn orílẹ̀-èdè wà.
That are under siege spiritually.
Tí wọ́n ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdọ́tí nípa tẹ̀mí.
They face no war.
Wọ́n ò dojú kọ ogun.
They are never violently attacked.
Wọ́n ò fi ká gbogbo tì wọ́n.
They are not raided or slain.
Wọ́n ò kó wọn lẹ́rú, wọ́n ò sì pa wọ́n.
But things are not normal.
Ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan ò ṣe déédéé.
Other communities may have good roads.
Àwọn ìlú mìíràn wọ́n lè ní àwọn òpópónà tó dára.
When a community is under siege, their contractors will run away.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ìlú tí wọ́n bá dọ́tì, àwọn alágbàṣe wọn wá sá lọ.
Other communities may have good hospitals.
Àwọn ìlú mìíràn wọ́n lè ní àwọn ilé ìwòsàn tó dára.
But a community under siege, the doctors will run away, they won't stay.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ìlú tí wọ́n bá bẹ lábẹ́ ìdọ́tì, àwọn oníṣègùn òyìnbó tí wọn ò ní dúró.
Others may have very good buildings.
Àwọn ìlú mìíràn lè ní àwọn ilé
tó dára. Community, immediately the building is put there, the building collapses.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ìlú tí a dọ́tì, ní kété tí wọ́n bá ti kọ ilé ọ̀hún àwọ̀.
Other communities may have good schools, good teachers.
Àwọn ìlú mìíràn wọ́n lè ní àwọn ilé ìwé tó da àwọn
ọmọ ìwé tó da. But a community under siege, no teacher, no school, the builders will even flee.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìlú tó bẹ lábẹ́ ìdọ́tì kò ní sí ilé ìwé tó da, kò ní sí àwọn olùkọ́ tó da. Kódà àwọn tó yẹ kó pa ọmọ wọn sá.
Other communities may have water supply and electricity.
Àwọn ìlú mìíràn wọ́n lè ní omi ẹ̀rọ, wọ́n lè ní iná mọ̀nàmọ́ná.
But a place under siege, even when they bring the equipment will not work.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìlú tó bẹ lábẹ́ ìdọ́tì bí wọ́n ti ẹ̀kọ́ irinṣẹ́ ńlá kò ní ṣiṣẹ́.
The good things that here happen to people outside never happen to them.
Àwọn nǹkan rere tí wọ́n gbọ́ bó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ sáwọn ẹlòmíràn lóde kò ní ṣẹlẹ̀ sáwọn.
Whoever bring good things to the city does not prosper.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá mú nǹkan rere wá sínú ìlú bẹ́ẹ̀ kò ní ṣe rere.
In individual lives.
Nínú ayé ènìyàn kọ̀ọ̀kan.
Plenty of clever sieges.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìdọ́tí ọlọ́gbọ́n ẹ̀wẹ́ ló wà.
That the enemy has mounted up.
Tí ọ̀tá ti gbé kalẹ̀.
This is where dismantling prayer is needed.
Ibi tá a ti wá nílò àwọn àdúrà tí tú nǹkan ká. Èdè wáyé rè.
A lady under siege.
ọmọ obìnrin tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
May not get any serious marriage proposal.
Olùmọ̀ràn yẹ ẹnikẹ́ni tó ṣe èèyàn gidi láti wá di ẹnu
kan. The only man who should get suggest you just want to sleep with her and mess her up.
Àwọn ọkùnrin tí yóò máa bí ẹnu kan ní irú àwọn tó kùn fẹ́ bá aláṣepọ̀ kí wọ́n sì ṣe báṣu.
Something scares away all the good men.
Òkun ọmọ akari àwọn ọkùnrin tó jẹ asọnù.
A person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
Everybody will get a benefit.
Gbogbo ènìyàn rí àǹfààní gbà.
Pẹ̀sọ̀ mo reason they will meet his name.
Ìgbọ́lọ́nà kan tàbí mìíràn kan kà sí orúkọ
tó rẹ̀. A person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
When a positive thing is taken a towards the destiny.
Nígbà tí ohun rere tó bá ń dorí kọ àyànmọ́ rẹ̀.
That's a ring from the bottom of Alpha.
Ìrúnú láti sàlẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ àkádì yóò dìde.
The person under a siege.
Ẹni tó ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì.
Anytime he gets a good marriage, she gets a good marriage proposal.
Ìgbàkigbà tó bá rẹni gidi kan kó dẹnu kan kó ń fẹ́fẹ́.
A demon power will go to the man at night and warn him, say, don't marry that woman, get out.
Ẹ̀mí èṣù ká lọ lóru lọ kìlọ̀ fúnra ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ pé má ṣe fẹ́ olóyè fẹ́ ṣe mọ́.
We have had cases like that.
Irú ìṣẹ̀lẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ ti wà.
Immediately the sister receives a proposal.
Ní kété tí arábìnrin ọba ti rẹ́ ní dẹnu kọ́.
Some powers will go and harass the man to run away.
Àwọn agbára kan wọ́n lọ halẹ̀ mọ́ ọkùnrin
ọ̀hún. And all the men kept running until that siege was broken.
Gbogbo àwọn ọkùnrin ọ̀hún wọ́n sì ń dùgbẹ́ àbíkà tí ìdókì ọ̀hún fọ́.
When there's a siege upon a business.
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá ń bẹ lòdì tí ó wò.
The enemy drives away all goodness.
Ọ̀tá yóò lé gbogbo ìṣòro rẹ kúrò bẹ́ẹ̀.
People will see that something is very good, it's very good. Very nice, but they won't buy it.
Àwọn ènìyàn rí wọn ní ẹrí ìmọ̀jà ọjà ìmọ̀jà ọmọ ṣòwò.
Why is it sick against children?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí ọmọ.
They bring sorrow to the parents.
Wọ́n máa fa ìbànújẹ́ fún ọwọ́.
Why is it sick against a career?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí iṣẹ́
ìrọ̀. Find those who are not as good as you in the career making progress but you are not getting anywhere.
Òwe rí pé àwọn tí òtún ọlẹ́nu iṣẹ́ ọ̀hún wọ́n ń tẹ̀síwájú ṣùgbọ́n o níbi rẹ̀.
Why is it as a sick against your finance?
Nígbà tí ìdókì bá wà lòdì sí ètò ìṣúná
ọmọ. Until you have spent your last kobo, your last money and you are in debt, more money do not come in.
Àbùkà tó o bá ná gbogbo owó tó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ tó tó o ti jẹ gbèsè owó tuntun òtún ní wọlé.
When a person is under a siege, other people may get things easily, they find it very hard.
Nígbà tí ènìyàn bá bẹ lábẹ́ ìdókì, kan lè máa wá fún àwọn èèyàn yòókù ní rọrùn, ṣùgbọ́n ní títọ̀dọ̀ rẹ̀ yóò le koko.
Many people misbehave when siege begins to come.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn á sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣìwàwù ní ìgbà tí ìdókì bá dìde sí
wọn. What will make a man of God to run away from the battle?
Ohun tí yóò mú kí òjijì ọlọ́run sá kúrò lójú ogun.
So siege.
Ìdókì ni.
What will make a prayer warrior to commit suicide?
Ohun tí yóò mú kí àgbàdúrà jágbó pokùnso.
A siege.
Ìdókì ni.
What will make somebody who has learned the Bible and who was a preacher is now learning incantation?
Ohun tó mú kí ẹni tó jẹ́ oníwàásù tó ti kọ́ bíbélì tó ti há sórí tó ti wá lọ ń kọ́ bí a ti ń kọ bọ̀.
What will make a born again Christian?
Òtí òkú kìrìsìtẹ́nì tó ti dàtú bí.
To now scrape all his hair.
Kó wá ká gbogbo ohun orí rẹ̀.
And begin to worship an idol.
Ó sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kó òrìṣà.
So siege.
Ìdókì ni.
What will make an adult sister?
Ohun tí yóò mú kí obìnrin tó jẹ́ àgbàlagbà.
To sell her body to a satanic prophet because of miracle.
Kó ta ara rẹ̀ fún wòlíì sátánì nítorí iṣẹ́ ìyanu.
It's a siege.
Ìdókì ni.
We are praying here today.
I want you to be lonely.
At every siege that is standing against anyone,
don't you know the same thing?
It is scattered by the power of the Holy Ghost. A siege is when what God has sent to you does not get to you.
Ni ìgbà tí ohun tí Ọlọ́run rán sí ọ tí ò bá dọ́dọ̀ rẹ.
A siege is when people are asking why is your God.
Ìdókì ni ìgbà tí àwọn ènìyàn bá ń bèrè pé níbo ni Ọlọ́run rẹ.
A siege is when your groaning supersedes your glory.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ìkéwò rẹ bá ń pọ̀ ju ògbò rẹ lọ.
A siege is when your debt overrules your credit.
Ìdókì ni ìgbà tí ìpèsè tó jẹ tó bá pọ̀ ju owó tó ní lọ.
A siege is when laughter is very scarce and your weeping is very common.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ẹ̀rín bá ń wọ́n lẹ́nu rẹ ṣùgbọ́n tí ẹkún tó pọ̀ rẹpẹtẹ lẹ́nu rẹ.
A siege is when your life has more questions than answers.
Ìdókì ni ní ìgbà tí ayé ènìyàn tó bá ní ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìbéèrè ju ìdáhùn lọ.
I issue a decree from this altar.
Mo ka àṣẹ láti orí pẹpẹ yìí.
At every demonic siege against anyone here.
Gbogbo ìdókì omi òkùnkùn lòdì sí
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀. Ẹ ti ṣe ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀. Who shall expire? In the name of Jesus, let the heaven, whoever cannot, When God wanted to address the siege of Samaria,
he released
a prophetic word.
So,
tomorrow, by this time, the siege will be over. A 24-hour breakthrough. I prophesy upon somebody here. Within 24 hours, your siege will be over. In the name of Jesus, your siege will be over. In the name of Jesus. A prophetic word was released. Noise came from heaven and scattered the siege. Listen, it was many years ago. We were still at a place called Old Yabarod in Mountain of Fire. This is before
1994.
An Igbo man and his younger brother came to me, crying bitterly. He said, "What's the matter?" It was July, they came, July. That year, beginning from the January to July, they had lost 19 persons in the family. 19 people had died within 7 months in the same family compound. Dead. Of the whole family, only that brother and his younger brother remained. And they say every night something is telling them, get ready, it's your turn. Get ready, it's your turn. That's why I'm prophesying for somebody here. Any power that wants you to die, die in your place. Your own man is not your own man. My sister, I said, I shall be in your place. In the name of Jesus. And I heard the voice of the Lord.
Says,
son, this is a siege. This is a siege. Give them prayers to pray. And I gave the man only one prayer point. So, oh Lord, ordain terrifying noises against my enemies. Because it was terrifying noises the siege of Samaria held, had, and they fled. He said, but I've never had that kind of prayer before. They don't pray it in our church. Then I educated him further. Strange problems requires strange prayer. Deep problems requires deep problems. Mysterious problems requires mysterious prayer. So I said, wake up 12 midnight and start the prayer. 12 midnight. He stood in the center of his room and started prayer. Unfortunately, he had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it's a deficit for a Christian, and you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
So that's the
started praying. He said,
only
by the time he prayed for 10 minutes, that in his life, he had never had the kind of heavy artillery bombardment of guns that were fired against him. He said he was there during the Nigerian Civil War, but the kind of bombardment of weapon artillery bomb he was hearing was terrible. And God opened his eyes. He saw the bullets coming against him. But there was an angel by his side. As just since we are coming, the angel was just waving it aside. He kept praying. Then, being not a prayer warrior, lacking the baptism of the Holy Ghost, was tired. Fell asleep shortly. And that was the moment the enemy took to fire the arrows into him. By the time he was speaking with me, he was already on the hospital bed. But he was a wise man. He kept praying the prayer. He kept praying the prayer. He left his brother on the hospital bed. He traveled back to the village. We never saw him again. His vehicle collided with a petrol tanker. His vehicle caught fire. It was his ashes that were buried. That brother on the hospital bed was the only one in the family who remained alive, and
he's
still alive today after he had defeated the siege.
I'm praying for somebody here. Every siege, hold your days of destiny. In the name of Jesus,
all eyes closed. Getting ready for our seven prayers now. Seven six destroying prayers. After the prayer of today, some people may not want to greet you again. It does not matter. After the prayer today, some of your staff may resign and say they are going away. Let them go. After the prayer today, you may find dead animals around your house. Because the hour of this prayer will visit every coven in this country. All eyes closed.
But
you see, I'm here to help you. If you are in this meeting, you are not born again. You have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Please, I beg you. Before I count 10, run to the altar or any of the two altars at the back, so that you can be delivered from the siege. Once I finish counting 10 and you are not here, I believe you don't want to defeat the siege. So, you said, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to defeat every siege. Put it to one of the two altars of the one at the back of the
altar.
Number one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Jesus is waiting for you here. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You want to defeat the siege. Don't allow the siege to capture your life. 7. Eight. The altar. I really must congratulate you. God has brought you to this meeting for a purpose. Just bow down your heads and see what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
In the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. We have taken this most important decision. Father, lay your hands upon them. Keep them standing by your power. Let all your enemies be defeated. Let all their sins be broken to pieces. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your voice be as loud as thunder. Anything can happen with this prayer. So don't negotiate. This is not a meeting to negotiate. The first prayer is this. Darkness behind my soul. To work for somebody. Lord, as you tell
me,
at all those things that have been making you to cry, this month, they shall all become testimonies. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Fantastic progress. Bring out your prayer letter. Because we need to pray the other prayers with your prayer letters in your hand. Hold it to your right hand. This is not a day to negotiate. Most of those things that have been written on the letters, the evidences of sieges.
So,
violent angels.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus. Now you, the spirit of infirmity, the one in the head, the one in the eyes, the one in the breast, the one in the heart, the one in the kidney, the one in the nose, the one in the breast, the one in the intestine, your time is up, your seat is up. Whether it's a career you want to mention, mention your career. It's your business, mention your business. Anything you want to mention, mention your career. This next prayer. You will see what will happen. Giving my enemies confidence. Raise up your hand to the heaven.
And now you took your
so I declare. Listen, I have a word for somebody. The message I should tell somebody here, that before the next palm is
changing,
the progress you will record this month will be greater than everything you've recorded in your life. Witchcraft powers, I do not want to let you go. They shall bury themselves. Thank you, Jesus. old man. Before you go, you now pray this one. The Lord has said we should be praying this prayer regularly. I want me to suffer what my parents suffered. The Lord bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. No weapon from the Jesus shall prosper. But you take the hills, you raise up your head. About this time, there will be plenty. Okay, you are assigned 24-hour breakthrough of
Thank you, Jesus. The Lord of God, and the super of the Holy Spirit, bring us now and
on. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life,
which are dwelling in the house of the Lord
forever and ever. 21, hallelujah, let us go!